Hello and welcome to the Webster and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. A new Snapchat-style shopping app launches across the globe. Facebook has earned a license to transfer e-money across the EU. And Twitter continues to find support in Indonesia. A new shopping app called Ye has been released globally in an attempt to make in-app shopping easier for users. According to founder Melanie Moore, online shopping is broken and won't work for the next generation of users. Of the youngest online shoppers, Generation Z, there are 200% more users than from Generation Y. The app includes Snapchat-style features like video clips to help users advertise products and sell them to other users. Ye allows users to upload items quickly to the platform, whilst businesses can upload larger volumes to their own pages, which buyers can purchase goods from directly. Video is currently widely used, and the app has been described as a positive step towards encouraging brands to rely heavily on the introduction of good content. Moore has said that Ye plans to have 5 million unique visitors by the end of 2017. Facebook has secured a license from Irish banks to begin the introduction of payments over Messenger. The new license was not announced by Facebook, but can easily be found on the state bank's public register. It now allows Facebook to issue e-money payments and transfer in Ireland and critically the rest of the EU due to something called passporting. The change paves the way for the launch of new mobile services from Facebook across Europe, meaning it can now compete with other peer-to-peer payment features on the European mainland and Barclays Ping It feature in the UK. Whilst the technology has not taken off as quickly in Europe as it has done in the US, the recent launch of Apple Pay in Spain may act as a catalyst in growing the market. Apple has also suggested that Germany will be the next EU nation to see Apple Pay launched. Indonesian social media users are still fans of Twitter, even though the platform's appeal is dropping worldwide. Global Twitter user numbers reached 313 million this year, an increase of 3%, but due to the recent release of competitors such as Snapchat, the site has said to have been abandoned. However, the head of Twitter Indonesia, Roy Simangansong, said that the number of tweets per day has increased by 10% in the country since June. He says that the reason Twitter will never disappear completely is that every incident that has happened in real time can be found for the first time on Twitter. He also added that 76% of Indonesian millennials actively use the platform. Weibo is seeing an increase in online shop promotions. The number of influencers on the social network who are now attempting to sell their goods is growing online, partly due to new investments. Zhang Zhuping at the China E-commerce Research Center says that China now indulges in social media, meaning that the power of influencers is constantly increasing. The number of collective followers of members that Weibo deems influencers has grown from 100 million to 385 million in just 1 year. Due to the increased level of exposure for brands, those influencers are now jumping on the opportunity to sell goods. This means that Weibo influencers' stores made up three of the top 20 sellers after Singles Day earlier this year. And finally, Blippar has added facial recognition software to its app, allowing users to put a name to a face. The app will now also allow users to point the camera at products and receive advertising or buying information and recognize famous paintings or images. However, the new facial recognition software has caused some controversy over privacy concerns. Blippar's co-founder, Omar Tayeb, has defended the app, saying that it's something people can have fun with and that it will know if someone is trying to add you to the current database without your permission. It works in a similar way to a Russian social media site, which was used in order to identify people on a popular social media site in the country. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.